The David Copperfield Niagara Falls Special. Mick, you checked it out. What did you make of it?
I mean, every industry's got one, haven't they? A big goofball who moves like a dork and just loves himself a tad too much. Let's go through a couple of his tricks, shall we?
Okay.
Firstly, the mirror trick. He did this thing where he walked through a plate glass mirror. Well, you know, he would have had all day to come up with that as he stood there in front of it ogling himself. You know how he discovered he could walk through it, don't you, Tate? He got so excited looking at himself, he lunged at the mirror to pull the pants off his own reflection and get it on. He loves it. Oh, and he'd have plenty of mirrors at his house too, wouldn't he? His lounge room, it'd look like that scene from Enter the Dragon, except instead of a bloody Bruce Lee appearing all over the place, it'd be a big mincing poof burger with a skunk on his head. Seriously, I'm not joking. Paint a white stripe down the middle of his head and you've got yourself a Pepe Le Pew. Talk about hair. He's suspended over Niagara Falls on a rope attached to a helicopter, and I don't know if he's performing a trick or washing his hair. Throw the head back. Niagara's running down. There's a wash. Now let the helicopter dry it off. Then he has to turn up 2 hours later, repeat the whole process with conditioner.